Aaron, good morning. Appreciate the time as always.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Let's begin with the tariffs. The president announcing a 90-day pause on these reciprocal tariffs, with the exception of those on China, now at 145%. What's the latest on these tariffs, and why did the president tap the brakes a little bit?
Over the weekend, we saw one big exemption, and that is on smartphones, electronics, laptops, semiconductor chips. A lot of the electronics and tech that would come from China, those are not part of what he has called the reciprocal tariff. So those are not subject to those big 125% tariffs from China and the bigger ones on other countries. But they are still subject to a 20% tariff that he issued earlier in February. And that, to me, is the second example from last week, at least, of him easing the brakes, kind of seeing the reception from both the markets as well as companies to his big tariff plan. You mentioned that 90-day pause. That's the big one. The White House has argued that they issued that pause so that they have time to negotiate with countries, which they have claimed have come and drove to try and negotiate trade deals with the U.S., hoping that it gives them a bit more breathing room. But certainly the fact that they have kept it on China is a signal that they are still the main target that Trump wants to kind of reset when it comes to trade with the U.S.
Is there any evidence that there has been these negotiations with other companies, other countries?
The White House says they have 15 offers themselves from 15 countries. They had talked to economic officials from the United Kingdom, India, Vietnam, Japan, South Korea so far. But certainly when they say there's a list of 75 countries, it's certainly a lot to get through.
Aaron, what comes next as it relates to tariffs? Do we know?
What President Trump has talked about now is, and I know I just talked about an exemption on electronics, is he's talking about a specific tariff on electronics, again, to try and punish China, as well as pharmaceuticals. And that's something that could be politically fraught, just given that most Americans want lower prescription prices, a tariff on pharmaceuticals in an attempt to bring manufacturing of these medicines back into the U.S. Is something that President Trump said he would announce in the, quote, not-too-distant future.
Another topic-making news, U.S. and Iran have been in talks discussing the expanding nuclear program in Iran. Where do these talks originate, and where do they stand now?
They originated in part this past Saturday, where Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, who has been handling a lot of the diplomatic negotiations, whether that be Israel and Gaza or Russia and Ukraine, he met with Iranian officials in Oman over the weekend. And really nothing concrete came out of that discussion other than the fact that the two groups would continue to talk. And the goal from President Trump here is to make sure that Iran has no capability when it comes to nuclear power. But again, it really didn't seem like they came to an agreement, at least last weekend. They are expected to meet again next weekend, or this Saturday, but it's really hard to see whether Iran would budge.
Given the conflicts we see between Israel and Hamas and Russia and Ukraine, how important are these conversations that the U.S. is having with Iran?
Well, especially when it comes to Israel and Gaza, Iran is obviously a big adversary of Israel. There have been strikes there before. If Trump and his team want to establish some sort of peace in the Middle East, they know Iran is a big player. President Trump has also talked a lot about criticizing that Iran nuclear deal that was signed in the predecessor and maintained through Biden. So it's certainly something that he wants to achieve.
Visiting with Aaron Navarro, CBS News White House reporter. Changing gears on you, the president of El Salvador set to visit the White House. What do we expect to come from that meeting?
Yeah, President Bukele has played a pretty big role when it comes to President Trump's initial attempts for his big mass deportation plan, in part the deporting of alleged criminals of what's known as the Tren de Aragua gang to the Supermax prison in El Salvador. And that is something they're expected to discuss. President Trump has praised President Bukele of El Salvador for accepting those migrants. But one specific case, this Maryland resident who the government admits through, quote, administrative error, where it accidentally deported to El Salvador. The judges here in the U.S. have called on the government to bring him back. So far, the Department of Justice is arguing that a federal judge here has no sway over the U.S. foreign policy. So I would expect that case specifically to be brought up.
Aaron, as I let you go, is there anything else we should be following from the White House this week?
We're going to see, potentially more back and forth when it comes to tariffs. At least today, we'll see the Ohio State football team there this afternoon. So expect to see a big celebration.
Aaron Navarro, CBS News White House reporter. Aaron, appreciate the time and the perspective. As always, look forward to talking again soon.
Thanks for having me.
Of course.